Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sure feels like it. MVP of the Lions, you tell us, 248-539-9797. This team is 8-1. Defense stepped up without Aiden Hutchinson, and the biggest guy in that defensive scheme right now is Brian Branch.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep saying it. When you are playing the safety position, and this is new for him this year. He was a nickel guy. And how about the fact that he was drafted in the second round? Now, maybe if he was drafted in the first round and he's having this season in year two, like you start with a certain cachet if you're a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And then in year two, okay, some of this is expected. I don't know that he ultimately wins it. I don't know if a defensive back at this point in NFL history can actually win it because of the aura around pass rushers, yeah, edge defenders. But when you're impactful at every single level, it may just be simply he's got to have that year this year and then next year along with Aiden Hutchinson. And I think at that point they might split the vote.
I mean, I think media has gotten lazy on this award, much like they've gotten lazy to giving Heisman voters always go to the quarterback and MVP in NFL too. And it's just like what he's doing is actually like blowing me away. And I said before the season, I thought he would make the Pro Bowl. Think about that. Like, that's why I think he should be a real MVP candidate. The impact he's having on the field. Now, I know TJ Watt has had some real high impact plays late in games that don't show up more than maybe a QB pressure or something like that, but they've been very impactful in seeing the highlights. So, look, it's when you got an established player like that, it's hard to win. I think he's laying the seeds and the groundwork to potentially be an MVP down the road, like a Polamalu or Bob Sanders. Like, John, I you blew me away a little bit when you mentioned Ed Reed, and he's got a long way to go to be Ed Reed, because I think Ed Reed's on the I think he's on the all-time team, and Ronnie Lott.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got that ceiling.
I don't know that he does.
I don't know if he doesn't.
But what I said was, he's got those qualities. He's in year two. To say he's going to have a career like Trump, I think, is still a bit out there. He's got some Polamalu qualities. He's got some Reed qualities. But I'm not going to say his career, the projection of his career, is going to be Ed Reed quality.
The thing that Brian Branch has done this year, in my mind, he's going to make at least 5 Pro Bowls. And he's another guy on this team that's going to do that. Sewell, probably Hutch.
St. Brown.
Maybe St. Brown.
Gibbs.
Yeah, maybe. You know, running back's a very dicey thing, but he's got the playing ability to do it. And that just says why this team is so good, man.
Because these guys are all in their first, two or three seasons.
Yeah, and so if Brian Branch, honestly, if you know, putting that as the standard for Brian Branch, if he doesn't reach 5 Pro Bowls in his career, I think it's one injury.
Right.
You know, and something that would keep him out for a year or prevent him from doing the things that he does now with as many varied skills as he had. Or if nothing like that happens, in my opinion, he's underperformed.
Yeah. And I think the consistent impact he has on games, you know, he never has a bad game. You know, and what he's done for the defense in Hutch's absence, that's what stars do. You know, they save a team. He's just blossomed so quickly.
He's the Amon-Ra St. Brown of defense. Amon-Ra St. Brown was drafted, 4th round, and we heard the list of receivers, blah, blah, blah. Brian Branch was there. Most people thought he was going to be a day one pick, first round pick. He didn't leave and go home. He didn't bitch and moan about not being taken. He stayed there so that when they called his name day two, he could walk across the stage, as he should have. And I think there's some animosity. There's some motivation for him And we're seeing it on the field.
Well, the thing with safeties are, though, that they're one of the positional values things with the draft that I hate, where, oh, he plays this position, so we can't take him in this position. And when you have a special player come along, that's out the window. You can go look at all these guys.
Yes.
The best safeties of all time. They haven't been drafted where they should. I think right now, I'm just going to spit this out there. You could argue Branch should have gone top five last year.
If we're going to redraft the draft, I'd have to go back and look at some of those players.
You can argue he should have been. In fact, I think you can say he should have been the first line drafted if you would. You know, that's what he's done, and it's just astonishing. And that's why, again, this team is so good. Well, when you get that value at that pick.
Think about it. Defenses are playing more nickel, more five defensive backs. You have to have extra guys who can be twitchy in space and cover tight ends, running backs, slot receivers. And the Lions got one of the best in the game in the second round, which is a feather in the cap of Brad Holmes. But if you remember, this was also a guy Lions fans wanted. Some Lions fans wanted him in the first round. And it was clear you didn't have to be a football savant when you watched his tape that he was everywhere the ball was. And if you did some mythology on him, Nick Saban, who is a secondary coach by trade, was playing him as a freshman. You think about what that says. In Alabama's defense, where they rely on those guys, and he's playing some safety, he's playing some corner, he's just sprinkling them in everywhere on the field. He couldn't keep them off the field as a freshman at Alabama. And then he gets to Detroit, and the same thing. Can't keep him off the field. He played nickel last year. He's playing safety this year. I think it's a nod to the coaching staff, by the way, that they made that change. Because a lot of coaches would say, no, he's good at this spot. Let's not throw too much on his plate. But what I'm telling you is from the moment this guy was 17 years old, there's always been room on his plate. There's always room for more, and he has taken everything in stride. He absolutely is playing like one of the best defenders in football. I think whether he wins Defensive Player of the Year or not, that's a media-driven award. The football tape is the football tape. He's a difference maker, the biggest difference maker that turned this Lions secondary. It's not the only reason, but turned this Lions secondary into a strength.
Yeah. So let's like a little quick analysis here. Tom mentioned if you redraft, he would be top five. So I think we kind of all believe if you redraft the quarterbacks from the 23 draft, CJ Stroud is probably the number one overall pick. Would you agree?
Sure. Yeah.
So CJ Stroud goes one. Will Anderson Jr., would you draft him ahead of Brian Branch? He made a Pro Bowl.
You're saying Will Anderson did?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably do.
Devin Witherspoon.
I'd take Branch over Witherspoon.
Okay. Devin Witherspoon, Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Jalen Carter. And I mean, I guess the point is, Joey Porter Jr., who was a second round pick and has played, you know,
very well.
Stoney wanted him in the first round. Which he's played like that as well. It's a guy that's a second round pick that you think could have been in the, or maybe should have been in the first if you're going to redraft it. So the point is, he certainly is playing as a top 10 pick, and you could make an argument that he could be drafted 4, 5, or 6 in terms of those top 10.
Couple ticket texts to wrap us up here. We've got two Grand Slam coming up. We'll get to the hunting game. 802, Javi Baez. Come on now. Some quotes from Scott Harris. Ticket Texter says, if you ask me, Brian Branch is a dirty player and needs to be thrown out of the league. Unnamed Ticket Texter.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Somebody calling from, what, Dallas or?
It was a 419 area code. I did look to see who was sending that because I thought it was probably a Packer area code, but it's not. Okay. That's Toledo.
Ohio.
You guys are ridiculous. Says, if Branch goes down, the machine keeps going. Goff goes down, the season's over. Goff is clearly the team's MVP. You're pausing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because, I understand the argument. But we're talking about, for those guys that are healthy, while they're healthy, who has the biggest impact?
Yeah, like Jared Goff threw 5 picks and they won.
Right.
I mean, I think his MVP candidacy in the league took a hit. Clearly, it would take a hit on the team.
Sure. I also think over time, there'll be more perspective on that.
Sure. And we could revisit this in a month. But sure. Like right now, I think there's a really good case for Brian Branch. Well,
if you're going to make that argument, then on every team,
the quarterback's, the
most valuable player every on every team. Single team, right. And they're not getting it wrong when they just pick between quarterbacks.
It's the same thing then with the whole league thing with the defensive player of the year. It's always an edge rusher. It's by default. It's just laziness in my mind.
And yeah, I agree.
You know, you'd mentioned St. Brown kind of along with this, and people have compared St. Brown to Hines Ward quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that St. Brown might be a better version of Hines Ward.
Yep.
That's a Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yep.
And then Polamalu comparisons with Branch. I think Branch is a little more like Bob Sanders than Polamalu, but just think about that. And that's, look at the Steelers and what they did in that era. Multiple Super Bowl appearances, and probably would have had more if it wasn't for Tom Brady.
Damn Tom Brady guy. Well, that's what everybody's saying right now about Patrick Mahomes. So
in our conference.
No, I know. And it feels like there's this collision course, though. We've been talking about it all year. Lions and Chiefs. All right, we got two Grand Slam. We got Heather's News. We got Hunting. We've got Javi Baez. We have a lot to do. It's 97.1.
Hey, I've been talking about Indovinio and his team for some time now. Just listen to some of the results that David and an amazing team have been able to get for individual injured clients. $3.5 million and $5 million for individual clients. $11.5 million for one client. That's a lot of success, and you need an attorney that is used to success and knows how to reach that. He's going to also fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get to Heather in the News.
Well, on Wednesday, Mayor Mike Duggan made a big announcement. He won't be seeking a fourth term. So after 12 years of leading the city of Detroit, next year will be his last in office. And while he didn't say what his future holds, he did discuss his time in office and the main goal he hoped to achieve. There you have it. And who knows what will be next? There is speculation that he could run for governor in the future. But he says he'll discuss his future plans later on. He's not ready to talk about that yet. A pair of criminals is on the loose in Waterford. So police are asking for some tips as investigators are searching for two people wanted for fraud at a Home Depot. Police said they're looking to identify a man and a woman who allegedly used a fraudulent credit card to purchase over $7,000 worth of flooring. They did release video or photo of these people on social media. And they said, this is, you know how police always have cute little sayings to go along with, like, let's find these thieves. Well, it says, we are no flooring contractor, but with your help, we may be able to connect the needed pieces to lay out a solid case. They were driving a U-Haul, so not their vehicle, but you never know. Take a look. Mariah Carey, your favorite, John, calls herself the Queen of Christmas, but she might have to bow down to a new king of Christmas. Jason Kelsey, his new Christmas song, Maybe This Christmas, I don't know if you've heard it, it's a duet with Stevie Nicks, has hit the top of the iTunes 100 holiday chart, beating out Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Obviously,
doesn't seem like it'd be hard to beat that out, but
what do you mean? It's like people's favorite Christmas
it's
song.
Iconic,
it's like, yes.
It is iconic.
I just have to turn the channel every time I hear it.
Oh, not me. So on his New Heights podcast, he and Travis discuss, you know, the dethroning of the Queen of Christmas. So we'll see how long he stays up there on those.
I have not heard his.
Me neither.
I will listen to it, but it's going to be tough to beat Mariah. She belts it, John, whether you want to give her credit or not.
She does. Phenomenal. Yeah, no, she does.
It's
she belts it.
It's a little overplayed.
No, it's not.
I will say that. Yeah. I mean, I love the song.
I will defend the Queen of Christmas.
I like some of the older classics a little better. Okay. Anyway, now speaking of Jason Kelce, he's calling baloney on James Houston's Gatorade excuse. So obviously he went viral. We all know on Sunday after cameras caught that suspicious stain on his pants, right? He says, it wasn't poop. I sat in Gatorade. Haha. Well, Kelce and I think the rest of us are not buying that. And during his podcast, Jason admitted that he once pooped his pants. And there's no doubt in his mind it happened to Houston, too.
Yeah, a lot of times when they got health is right.
Gross.
Yeah, you know, things are flowing. Oh, yeah.
I know you peed.
Oh, yeah.
You pooped in your pants?
It happens, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just,
during a game?
Yeah, not intentionally. Nobody's going to sit there and do it intentionally, but yeah, it happens.
You're straining out there, right?
It does happen, and that's why you, as big fellas, it's another reason to hate white pants.
Wow, interesting.
Heather with the news, yeah. John.
You just hope it happens like it does for Jason Kelce, early,
right? So you can catch it.
Yeah.
Two grand slam.
Let's do it. Stop talking poop and give away some money, right?
That's how it works.
We're hopefully going to give away $2,000, 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if they can get them all right.
Our contestant this morning, Greg in Howell. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready?
I believe in you.
Yes, sir, man. I'm going to do my best.
All right.
Last time I played a couple years ago, I got three.
Okay.
All right, Greg, I hope you're going to do better than that. You know the rules. If you don't know one, use your time wisely. Pass, and we're going to get back to it, right? So keep that in your mind. Your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. You ready to play, Greg?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who do the Philadelphia Eagles host tonight?
Yes.
Who is the head coach of the Washington Commanders?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer for U2?
Pass.
What is the capital of Ireland?
Pass.
Sidney Crosby wears this jersey number.
23.
Cade Cunningham played at this college.
Pass.
Josh Pascal played at this college.
Pass.
Who played Nick Fury in Avengers Endgame?
He just hung up.
Oh, no. Did he pass on all of them except, like, sometimes he said things, and I was like, was that a guess or was that a pass?
He was the pass. The only one he guessed on was Sidney Crosby. He hung up.
And he got that wrong, for the record.
Yes.
Okay, you guys have been doing this longer than me. Has that ever happened?
No.
I've never had anybody.
Where he just hit the eject button mid-two grand slam.
No, I don't think that has. I think we've had a call drop before they have taken the two grand slam.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But not that.
Oh.
Greg probably spelled his name with two G's.
Yeah. And not the front and the back end.
I was getting upset as this was going because these were very gettable.
Well, I was surprised. The first one, I waited a minute because I didn't know if he actually said pass or if he said like
Jets.
Something. Yeah. It sounded like maybe it was a word. So I was like, wait, was that a pass or no? Yeah. No. Then I, oh, boy.
That was a rough go.
Should we save all of them for Tuesday?
Well, he didn't get to the last two.
Yeah. I guess we can't because we read them all.
No, yeah. The ones we read, we will
go through it. John,
sure, we'll test who's paying attention.
That is the worst two grand slam I've ever heard. Let's go through this because these, to me, are very gettable.
There was the guy who was trolling us. He said all those like ridiculous answers.
Yeah.
That guy.
I mean, at some point, if you get to question five, and instead of saying pass, I thought he did get to the point where he was going to troll us when he just said 23 for Sidney Crosby, which is not his number. It's 87.
He had four more to get to. He could have gotten $25 at least.
Start throwing out
answers.
He got through eight, right?
No, he got through six.
Seven.
I didn't get to seven.
You read Pascal.
Oh, did I read Pascal?
Yeah, you read that one, and I think you read
No, I didn't
Nick
read
Fury.
Eight. You did?
You
did.
You said yes.
Heather, you got through eight questions.
Wow. Okay.
And he got zero of them right.
Oh,
and
shoot.
He wasn't even close because he didn't guess on any of them but the one.
Yeah.
Let's go through it. The Eagles play the Commanders tonight.
Yes, they do.
I mean, come on, guys. It's a huge game. And maybe you don't get it. That's fine. The next one is who's
division,
the coach of the Commanders?
Yeah.
Dan Quinn. The lead singer of U2?
Would be Bono.
Guys, the capital of Ireland.
Dublin.
If you don't know, it's the one I'd guess. Sidney Crosby wears 87. He's a multi-Stanley Cup champion. Yeah. Come on. Cade Cunningham.
Oklahoma State.
Remember when we desperately wanted
Cowboys.
Them to get the number one pick? Everybody remembers. Come on. Josh Pascal. Now, this one, I maybe give you a pass. Second round pick. Not a football powerhouse.
No. But how many times have we talked about him being a captain there and the way that the Kentucky coaches talk about him? Yeah.
Kentucky is the answer we're looking for. And Nick Fury in Avengers Endgame is
Samuel L. Jackson.
One of the top 10 most best-looking bald men we learned
this year. Yes.
Or this year, this week.
Would he be in your top 10?
I'd really have to investigate a little bit. Like, I can't think of a lot of bald men off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Besides Tom.
Who's not in the top 10.
Ticket Texter says, contestant Greg crapped his pants.
Top 100?
It was Gatorade.
It's just Gatorade. Uh-huh. Worst contestant ever, worst ever. Yeah, you guys are not kind on the Ticket Text. You thought I was mean. All right, guys, we're going to get some hunting fun in. We've got Javi Baez talk at 8 o'clock. Nobody wants to talk about it, but when Scott Harris talks about it, we're going to open up the phone lines. It's 97.1. All right, guys, it's football season. Elevate your tailgating game with Moran Chevrolet. GM employees and immediate family members can lease a 2024 Silverado four-wheel drive LT crew cab for just $239 a month. 24 months, $999 down. Get that 2024 Silverado with Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran has shipments arriving daily. That means they're going to have what you're looking for. Score your best deal at moranexpress.com or stop by in person. Test drive. They're on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. We're going to talk hunting season. We're going to talk Javi Baez. But can we talk about the two Grand Slam again?
Yeah, two G's, Greg. I mean, that was... That was horrific. And on Twitch, why would you call if you know nothing?
Yeah, I wonder what he was hoping for. Like, what was his wheelhouse? Like, what did he...
Probably a soccer fan.
Look, I don't want to make fun of someone too
much.
You
wanted a math question?
He wanted a math. I don't think he was going to ace any math questions either.
We really don't make fun of the contestants on this because we understand when the clock's ticking and the pressure's on and maybe you don't perform it. He hung up. So I am going to criticize someone who doesn't even try to finish the game. There were two other questions. You have the chance to go back. There had to be, Greg, what, like another 20 seconds still?
I don't remember. I just remember. John, what did your coaches tell you? Finish the drill.
Yeah, finish the drill. You
Come
never
on.
Know. You could have got 25. I mean, they said this on Twitch, too. Feels like caller Greg should have paid us $25 for putting us through that and our listeners. It was horrific.
Bono, you too?
I know.
Even if you're not a sports fan. And if you are a sports fan, you should know who's playing Thursday Night Football tonight.
Or, even if you called him Bono, we would have accepted that.
Right, yes.
Or how about Avengers? I don't know if you've heard of the movie. They're really popular. There were some gimmies in there.
It does depend. I mean, I don't know all those, but I would not be calling in to play.
Right, but it's also, you know, once you've passed enough times... Just start throwing something out there. Throw darts against the wall and see if something sticks.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, I do want to talk a little bit of hunting. Tomorrow is the start of rifle season. It is a unofficial state holiday here in the state of Michigan. We'll run through the end of the month. It's rifle season. I love rifle season. I prefer bow hunting. Especially down here where you can't use rifles. You know, you got to be up north, and if you don't have the ability to drive up north, you don't have the time, it's either shotgun or it's bow hunting. So I would prefer bow hunting. And so we want to ask a couple of questions before we get to the quiz that I have set up for you guys. And the quiz is going to be terminology. I want to hear from both of you. And I told Costa this before, well, we were, you know, talking there before, Heather, before you got here. Mm-hmm. Some of these terms, they should be able to be somewhat figured out. You could guess. You could work your way into it. But I expect actually that Heather, because when we start talking in terms of terminology, women are much more logical. And some of these are very logical.
And I feel like you're setting me up for failure.
We're both going to look stupid. I know how this is going to go.
I don't think you're going to look stupid, but hey.
You should figure these out, but we won't, and then we're stupid.
If you're on your way to deer camp, give us a shout. I want to know where you're going. I want to know what the scouting's been like. I want to know details. And I know that there's a lot of people that are traveling to, if they're not there already, they're on their way to deer camp so that tomorrow morning, 30 minutes before sunrise, they're ready to pull the trigger. Has your Sunday plans, because it's Jags this Sunday, it is Indianapolis Colts next Sunday. Now, everybody is very familiar with Thanksgiving Day. Maybe you have family plans, but that's not new to the hunting season. It's always a part of it, so I don't expect plans have changed. I also want to know from the hunting elite, with the development and the progress that we have made with cell phone coverage, cell phones, tablets, are you okay with those that will watch the game streaming in a deer stand or you know, in any way, shape, or form while they are hunting?
Or is it too soft?
Is it soft? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call them. I'm not of the hunting elite. Is it similar to, like, if I went on the golf course, there's a lot of people that would not like things that I do on the golf course because I'm not, quote, golf elite. Hunting elite. Is it okay to watch or listen in the deer stand? So those are some of the questions, 248-539-9797.
And I have a question for people because I did not grow up in a family of hunters. Dads, uncles didn't hunt. What have I been missing out on? If you want to sell it to me, we can do that as well. I'm clearly going to embarrass myself now.
Okay.
So let's do it.
All right, I'm going to start with some easy ones. And these are ones I believe you should get. But I want to know, I want to establish a base of knowledge. All right.
We know nothing.
Okay. Buck. What is a buck?
Male deer? A
large male deer.
Okay. Well, yeah, preferably large. Yeah. But yeah, it's just a male deer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A doe.
A female deer.
A female deer.
Look at us. That's right.
A fawn.
A baby deer.
A baby deer. Yes. Venison.
Meat from a deer?
Yeah. Yes. Meat, which you only want to see cooked. You don't want to actually process. Would you ever? Well, you wouldn't eat venison because it's meat.
Heck no. If I'm going to try meat, I'm probably going to go for like a chicken.
A chicken?
I guess. It's like the simplest meat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It does not taste like chicken. So. Yes, it doesn't go
for
you.
Pass on the venison.
All right, if I see a buck running around and I say, "Man, that's a great rack," what am I talking about?
Antlers.
There you go. All right. Thought maybe I didn't figure I would trip you up on
that
one.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, so I want to establish a base of knowledge that you guys have. Now things are going to get a little bit tougher. If I told you the term tine, T-I-N-E, tine.
Is that like...
Or tines.
It's like string or rope?
No, that would be twine.
Okay.
Tine. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Points?
Is that something...
The size of the deer? Is
it or like the antlers? Something with the antlers, right?
Oh. The antlers are tines.
Oh, all right, the antlers are tines.
Each individual one is a tine.
Oh.
All right. And so, you know, hey, if I said it's an 8-point buck, what does that mean?
It has eight tines.
Eight tines. Yeah. All right. And so let's draw on that one just a little bit more. What if I said that one has a drop tine?
A drop tine.
Well, it only has one antler.
No.
One's
dropped off. No, that's a great guess. This is why I think women think very logically about this stuff. That's a very logical answer. No, a drop tine would be, instead of the points all facing up, if you have one that's facing down.
Got it.
A drop tine.
Makes sense.
How about a brow tine?
By the way, the horns down, that'll get you 15-yard penalty right, in the SEC.
Yes. A brow tine.
One's kind of going sideways, like an eyebrow.
Again, very logical. But no.
I have no idea.
A brow tine would be the one that is closest to the base of the antlers.
Okay.
That's basically the brow.
Eyebrow.
Yeah, near the brow.
Okay.
All right. So I've got to make sure I don't ask any more of these again. Okay. Velvet.
The hide, it's soft like velvet.
No. Again, very logical, but no.
I don't know what?
Velvet. I don't,
velvet.
I don't,
yes.
What does velvet mean?
When the antlers are growing, it's they grow new racks every year. They first are covered in a velvet.
And don't they like rub them on trees?
Okay, don't get ahead of me, but yes, they do.
As I'm doing the motion, like, right?
Yes, if you're watching on Twitch, yes, you can watch Heather rub her...
My fake antlers on a fake tree.
Yes, and so that's, they do rub on trees, they rub on fence posts, different things like that to make sure that they can eventually shed that velvet, and then all of the pictures that you normally see for the bucks are, they're hardened antlers.
Right.
All right, so... Let's go with a rub.
A rub?
Yeah.
It's when they're rubbing their antlers on a tree.
Yes, tree, fence post. So when you see the tree or the branches of a tree, a lot of times you will see the bark that is rubbed off. That is a rub. How about a scrape?
It's when there's a big scrape through a tree, like their antlers scraped it.
Is it when they get attacked by another deer?
No. You could call a scratch on a deer a scrape, but no. A scrape would be on the ground where they are pawing at the ground and they're scraping it up. They'll urinate in it. It's them marking their territory to make sure that other deer know exactly, you know, who is there. And it's a way to communicate with other deer. Okay. Now let's talk about some more communication. How about a bleat?
It's the sound they make.
But who makes it?
The
female deer.
The female deer.
Oh, wow.
Yes. A female deer, which would mean when I ask you again about communication, a grunt.
A male deer.
That would be the sound that the male deer makes. And again, it's about communication. How about the rut?
That's when they're mating.
It's the peak.
How do you know
of the mating period?
I have no idea.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not...
So it's like a season, right? You have the pre-rut. It's right before they're in their peak.
I was going to say, for most people,
time.
A rut is when they are not mating.
Yeah, you're stuck in a rut.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a human term. Yes, we're talking about and the pre-rut, the rut, the post-rut.
Get a rut buster.
Yes, a rut buster. Yes, you need to definitely need rut busters. So, all right. I know we're kind of running on short on time. I may have to continue this in the next segment, but how about a dry fire?
I mean,
sounds like an oxymoron. I don't know how you'd have a dry fire.
Yes. A dry fire would be anytime you are shooting a bow or a gun, you pull the trigger and there's no arrow in it. There's no bullet in it. You are dry firing. So if you're shooting all blanks, it's a dry fire.
Okay.
All right. How about the last one before we go to break? How about a bear shaft?
Heather?
I'm looking at you. I have no idea.
No guesses on the bear shaft?
The part of a male bear where... No, go ahead.
No. This is deer hunting. No, the bear shaft is when you are aligning your bow, you're setting up your bow, and you have an arrow in there that has no fletchings, which is one that we'll get to. It's no arrow. It's just the shaft of the arrow. There's nothing attached to it.
What
are you trying for? You're trying to balance and level out your...
Okay.
You're setting things up. Uh-huh. And there's other ones there's other ones that we can get to.
Thank you, Greg.
The knock, the whisker biscuit.
There's a lot now?
The whisker biscuit. We'll get to it, but we do have to get to a break. We're up against it. So those are some of the terminology that I want to make sure that you guys are familiar with. We'll talk more deer hunting when we return. 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, you guys, I have a really cool story that I want to share with you. I was talking to Dr. Berkowitz from Michigan Hair Restoration, and he told me about this wedding he was just at recently. Awesome wedding downtown. But he said one of his patients was there, came up to him, so excited to introduce Dr. B to his fiance. And he continued on to say that his hair restoration treatment with Dr. B changed his life, and that it was because of his newfound confidence that he was able to go online and actually meet her. And then a little while later at that exact same wedding, another one of Dr. B's patients came up to him with almost that exact same story. But this time they were already married. And this patient was excited to introduce Dr. B to his wife, who he says he wouldn't have met if he didn't go to see Dr. B. How cool is that? And you guys, your life is waiting for you on the other side of your hair loss treatment. With a full head of hair that you can run your hands through, who knows what you'll have the confidence to do. So go to MichiganHairRestoration.com today and schedule your consult with Dr. B. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Scott Harris quotes about Javi Baez's future in Detroit. Spoiler, you're not going to like them, but we got to talk about it. Tomorrow, the start of rifle hunting season. John has more words to throw out. We'll sprinkle them in. You also put the call out to the hunters in our listening audience. Mm-hmm. Are you on your way? Tell us about your plans. You had a question for the hunting elite.
Yes. Is it okay to watch the lions or really while you're in deer stand?
Or is it not doing it the right way, the pure way? Mm-hmm. Are you soft? And then I said, hey, I didn't grow up with hunters in the family, as evidenced by the game we just played.
Yeah,
what am I missing? Tell me what is it that draws you to be a hunter?
Sure. And I think they're calling you out on Twitch as well.
I'm sure they are.
Heather is absolutely smoking Costa, and I love it. And then the reply to that one is even better, because Heather is a Michigan girl. Costa's Michigan citizenship is very suspect.
It's very true. It's very true.
Ticket Texter says Costa is the Greg of deer knowledge. You missed our two grand slam.
Yes. Some have actually said that I should have created the two grand slam and asked Greg, Greg, if he had answers to any of those questions.
Some Ticket Text. Streaming in the stand is amazing. It's the ultimate enjoyment level. Why fight it? Embrace it.
I'm of the same mindset.
AirPods in. I listened to the game on Odyssey. Headed up in 2 hours. Super excited. This is like Christmas for me. Both of my boys will be there for the first time.
That's amazing. It is like Christmas.
I love the results of hunting, the food and whatnot, but if you actually enjoy hunting and killing a living creature, a small part of you is a psychopath. Signed, Sean the Mailman.
Sean, it doesn't make you a psychopath to put food on the table and to take an animal's life.
Guys, that was hilarious. It sounded like John held up. He could have said Heather wanted to rub her rack against the tree.
She was acting
as a deer.
When I was referring to those who are watching on Twitch, I major filter at that point.
Yep. Yes,
major filter.
Can someone please pull? That's a great rack drop from John.
I knew that would be pulled.
Greg, can we please? This one says, my husband leaves today, heading to the Thumb, bow hunting tonight. Got the gun in the morning, hoping we fill the freezer on Sunday night. Brianne in Carlton.
Yes.
You guys argue no weddings during football, but give the okay for hunting during NFL games. Never miss a Lions game. You can't have it both ways.
Well, you don't have to miss. You can watch it in the stand. I mean, the technology says that it's okay now.
You can watch one at a wedding reception, too.
But that's more frowned upon. Like, other people will judge you if you're not paying attention to their wedding.
It's because it's somewhere you don't want to be. Like, you want to be in the hunt, in a deer stand. You want to be watching the game.
I love weddings. I will go to anyone's wedding because I want to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Hunting is a more solitary event.
It is.
So I think
that's what it is.
Right. It's you doing what you want. There is a sort of attention to the guests and the people that are having the wedding.
Sure. Yeah, it's something you want to be doing.
And I'll defend the hunters. You only get a certain period of the year where you're allowed to hunt the way you want.
2 weeks of rifle season.
You can get married in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or the summertime.
Yeah.
Or any other time.
You can only watch football in the fall.
Exactly. All right. We got phone calls to get to. We're never going to win over Heather. Let's get to Matt and Clausen. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
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 Driving up north now, heading up to the UP for hunt.
Oh, where in the UP are you going?
Mackinac County, Nobbin Way.
Okay. Have you been able to scout very much?
Yeah, was up there 2 weeks ago, and then we go up in the spring as well, monitoring all the cameras and making sure everything is moving accordingly, trying to avoid all the wolves.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, you want to make sure you avoid them.
So, but I will say 100% Gamecast streaming, always got to do that. Unfortunately, we don't get a whole lot of good service up there, so can't really stream, but I will probably not be out in the afternoon. Hopefully our Lions will be up by a couple touchdowns by halftime so I can get back out for the afternoon hunt.
Matt, have you ever been in a stand and a wolf has walked underneath you?
I have not. I was actually talking about these yesterday, and literally as we were talking about it, had one come across one of our trail cams. So have not seen one in person, though.
It's an experience.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Good stuff. Let's get to Mark. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, everybody. First thing, I'm just going to piggyback. I've seen a wolf in Ishpeming, Michigan at 69 yards on the ground. That is not somewhere you want to be. And when they turn and look at you with those yellow eyes,
oh.
they look directly through you.
Oh,
directly
yeah.
through you. And it kind of skirted, and I'm like, okay, I won the war. And I'm like, no, it's just coming in to get in behind me. And needless to say, I wrapped up my ground-pounding hunt and went back to camp. So,
uh-huh.
Second thing, has anybody covered what a Bushmaster is this morning?
Oh, no, please, yeah. No, we have not asked that question. Bushmaster.
Jim?
All right. 450 is a caliber of rifle that has kind of replaced the 12-gauge shotgun here in our area. So a 450, the caliber of the Bushmaster is the rifle, and it was made famous kind of from Randy's over in the Thumb, which is appropriately rated.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing, you can listen, not watch, you can listen to the lions, because I listened to the tigers during the playoff run while I was bow hunting the whole time. I think when you're buried in your phone, you're not paying attention, but when you're listening, your eyes are actually up. Also, shout out Murray Lake. I'll be there tomorrow, John, right in your neighborhood, Ann Arbor Road in Curtis.
Okay, all right.
Also,
yeah, good luck.
Also, hey, thank you very much. And John, don't overlook bow hunting over at Western Wayne, all right? Don't overlook that. Get out there next year, okay?
Oh, well, hey, there's still plenty of time this year. Who says I'm not going this year? I always get out at some point.
Hey, John, I'll take you anytime you want. We both live right next door to each other, but I hope you're moving, as I heard, and hopefully you have some acreage to hunt on.
We're not far, and we'll test the Homeowners Association.
All right. We still have some hunting calls to get to. Javi Baez, the quote from Scott Harris, and, of course, your reaction to that. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.